Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 780. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Common Questions About Healthy Nutrition. So these are questions that I got asked from a recent kind of nutrition plan that I'd wrote out for a couple, so a husband and wife. And I thought it would just be interesting to go over the kind of questions that we get whenever we set forth, like set out plans for people, and then just kind of elaborate on why the answers are what the answers are. So that way you can figure out how to modify what you hear in this podcast directly to your needs. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so the first question we have is, typically I ask people to drink a gallon of water a day. Now, this is different. If somebody's struggling with, you know, even getting a half a gallon in, we're not going to go right to 1 gallon. We'll work our way up in steps, you know, trying to feel like accomplished and kind of take small steps to get where we want to be. If somebody has some kind of kidney issues or any kind of diet issue, maybe I have somebody with like irritable bowel syndrome and there's some liquid concerns we have with meal timing, and actually like liquid temperatures can make a big difference for irritable bowel syndrome. So there's a lot of conditions in which how much water we drink might need to be different and how we drink it might need to be different. But in general, I do ask people to get near a gallon of water a day. This is very important for a lot of reasons. Number one is digestion health. If we are well hydrated, our digestion goes a lot better. We can get kind of less bloated, less gassy, just kind of feel better as our food moves through our system. We feel hydrated enough so the food can actually move properly through the system. Also, hydration affects our daily energy. Our daily energy can affect our mood, and then that can affect our relationships, depending on who's around us. So there's a lot of things at play when it comes to healthy hydration, other than even just the fact of like kind of a nutritional aspect. There's the emotional health, mental health, those kind of factors. So it might sound like I'm overblowing it, but after doing this for 18 years and working with 2,000 people, it's hilarious to see how many people just have like bad days just because they're dehydrated. They just don't feel good. They don't act good. And they just have no energy, so they can't really do what they want to do throughout the day. And it can be from something as simple as dehydration. So that's something we work on. So this person said, I think I'm going to struggle drinking a gallon of water. I usually drink about 2 liters or 64 ounces. I perhaps get to 3 liters if I add in coffee and herbal tea. Is that sufficient? Okay, so I wrote back, our goal towards the water intake is to provide enough fluid coming into the body throughout the day so it doesn't feel the need to hold on to any amount above the basic need. And what this refers to is water retention. So this client is wanting to look better, but they're also trying to find just a general healthy lifestyle. So they want to look leaner, but they don't want to have to be, you know, kind of counting every calorie. They don't want to have to be paying attention to every little detail. So, if something as simple as just making sure we drink enough water throughout the day can help reduce water retention, that can actually make them appear leaner without having to do a lot of calorie counting or macro counting, a lot of excess cardio. It can be something as simple as just making sure they're hydrated. So I've continued with the answer that this improves our body composition and allows us to look leaner. Also, being fully hydrated helps with energy levels and digestion quality, like I explained. So whatever you're doing now, try to make the best days the new normal. So if they were to track it for a couple days and they see, like, you know, I had a day of 3 liters, a day of 2 liter, a day of 1 liter, well, see if you know, since you know you can get to 3 liters, see if you can do that more often. So try to make your best day the new normal. And I think that's a great goal for people in general. When we try to think of how we have to improve our habits to become better selves, it doesn't need to be from big, drastic, major changes. Typically, we have good days and we have bad days. If we can simply make our good days happen more often, that can help us become a lot better in life without, you know, some crazy big steps or big leaps and bounds of changes to everything we normally do. Now, it sounds simple to say make your best days the new normal. Does that take work? Yes. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. It's not meant to discount the work behind that, but it is meant to show that you are already capable of it. So we say to ourselves, what do I do on the days that I have my best days? Oh, maybe I get up early. You know, maybe I take some time for myself, and that helps me slow down from the craziness of life, and I remember to drink or eat food. What do we do on our best days? And then of what we do, can we do it more often? This is a really cool kind of concept for us to put into every other aspect of our life as well. Okay? You don't need to become something special. You don't need to do any major crazy steps. Just make your best days more frequent. Analyze what allows them to be the best days and work on that. Okay? Then I finish it off with, if we need more hydration, we will know based on our conversations. We can talk through the effects of the new norm each week and decide if adjustments would be beneficial. So this client and I are going to be doing check-ins every week, and this is something that we will know, like I'll highlight. So every client I talk to every single week in this format is this format of a service. I have notes for what I will talk to them about, the highlights, the key points, and things like that. So this would be something that I will put in a highlighted position in my notes until maybe it becomes something like we get set in stone and then it doesn't seem to be changing much. We can then like bump it down to a secondary concern or something to just touch on every now and then. Cool. The next question we had was, can I have corn tortillas as carbs? Well, you might not be wanting to eat corn tortillas, but you might want to eat bread. You might want to eat bagels. You might want to eat whatever the hell else people want to eat that has carbohydrates in them. When you think through what makes a healthy plan, a healthy nutrition plan, do you have to avoid carbohydrates to be lean? No. No, you don't. Not at all. Now, you're going to argue with me. Every time I eat carbohydrates, I gain weight. What you're gaining, most likely, is going to be water retention. And the reason why I say most likely is because if you're eating normal food and then you just start eating a lot more carbohydrates, yeah, you're going to get fat. Duh. If you add calories to your daily norm, then whatever the hell the calories were are going to make you fat, yes. So I can't say it's always going to be water retention because somebody might be... I don't know how to say this politically correct. They might be unaware that adding calories makes them overweight. That sounds politically correct enough. But I have that, so that's why I can't just say flat out that yes, it's absolutely water retention when you add carbohydrates. If you eat your normal food and then you add extra carbohydrates, yeah, you're going to gain weight. Duh. So what we want to consider is most often when people eat carbohydrates, the reason why they feel like puffy or they feel like they might gain weight or they actually see that the weight goes up on the scale, it's due to water retention. And what this kind of breaks down to is our body stores water in the muscle cells and the skin and stuff, but it stores it paired with sodium. So if you consume carbohydrates, sodium, and water, they group together to form what's called glycogen. That is stored carbohydrate, like stored energy, in muscle cells. That glycogen molecule has a water weight concept or component to it. So the more glycogen I have, the more water I will have stored in my muscles. Therefore, the heavier my muscles would be. So if I had a 5-gallon bucket of water versus a 20-gallon bucket of water, the 20 gallon is going to be a lot heavier. So what happens sometimes is people will consume carbohydrates and then the carbohydrate sources they pick and the other food sources they pick have sodium in it as well. The carbohydrate and the sodium gather together to form glycogen. This makes them heavier. Now, does this mean that it's unhealthy? Is this a bad thing? Not in any way. Actually, having muscles filled when you're lean enough makes you look freaking awesome because it pops the muscles out and it makes you look great. This is actually something people do when they get on stage and they want to show off muscles in a competition. they would want to fill up their muscles with glycogen because that helps them actually look fuller, appear bigger, since the muscles are now filled up with water and pushing against the skin. Now, if you're not lean and you can't see like veins in your muscles and things like that, you might feel like your body is more full, like your muscles are more full, and that can make you feel like you've gained weight, and you might not like the way that feels. Like in your, you know, say if your thighs feel like they're thicker, and all of a sudden they don't fit the pants the way you want or things like that. Is there an option then to reduce carbohydrates to reduce water weight and make you feel like you're leaner? Yes, you can do that. But every single time you want to try to have carbs, maybe you go to a friend's, you know, house and you want to have some fun food. Maybe you just want to pick out one night and have restaurant food. You're always going to feel like anytime you have carbs, you're going to feel like the next day that you're bloated and you have excessive water weight. If you can mentally accept that that's happening and you're okay with it, fine. But if that makes you freak out all the time, then don't get rid of carbs at the times in between. You don't need to have no carbs. You can have carbs and be lean. You just have to have the right amount of carbs balanced with proteins and fats. And that's what we wrote for this client in their program, is they know how many calories they're supposed to have. They know of those calories how much are supposed to come from protein. The remaining amount of the calories can come from fats or carbs, depending on how they choose, based on their activity levels and what their preferences are. If they're highly active, it's better to have carbohydrates because the carbohydrates digest faster and they can use that fuel. If they're inactive, it's better to have fats because fats digest slowly. And it's a kind of more drawn out energy source, which makes sense if we're not doing much. Then really from there, it's just kind of preference. What foods do they like more? Do they like carbs more? Do they like proteins more? They can have their own pick. They can eat whatever they want. So to this client's question, can we have corn tortillas as a carb? My answer was yep, with 3 exclamation marks. Okay. So it helps that when you understand the science of what's happening with the foods that you choose, you can have a better understanding as to, do you really need to restrict yourself from certain foods? And almost always the answer is no. You just have to manage the amount and the timing of them. Okay? So we'll go over one more question, and then maybe we'll make the remaining questions another podcast. But the next question is, if the protein goal is 60 to 80 grams per day, and this is a kind of a low recommendation for my typical client base, because this client doesn't do on a regular basis muscle damaging activities. So therefore they won't need a lot of protein to repair muscles because there's not a lot of muscles being broken down. However, they did say if the protein goal of 60 to 80 grams per day, is it bad for me to exceed this? My answer was nope. This is more so a minimum range. If you go above that amount, it's totally okay. So really what we were looking for was, what is the minimal amount they need to have so that way they can have the requirements of what protein is for? Those body processes can be met. And we don't really need excessive amounts of protein because they're not damaging muscle tissue very often. Therefore, they don't need a large amount of protein to repair any damage because the damage isn't present. Also, this client doesn't want to build new muscle tissue. They're happy with the muscle amount that they have. Therefore, we don't need an excessive amount of protein because we don't need the protein to build up in the muscles to actually make the muscle structures larger. So we don't need to bodybuild, therefore it's a lower amount of protein, and they don't perform on a regular basis muscle damaging activities. Therefore, they're not going to need a high amount of protein. So that's why their recommendation was 60 to 80 grams. Now, if they want to exceed that, that's totally fine. I continued with my answer saying, however, I wouldn't go above a gram per pound of body weight, as that'll start to cut into caloric allowance for carbohydrates and fats. So if you eat too much protein within a restricted amount of calories, you then cannot consume enough carbohydrates and fats. It's actually a bad thing. And why is because it causes a big energy reduction, which then leads to physical, emotional, and mental fatigue, resulting in a lowered quality of life and frustration with your diets, frustration with others, which can lead to dropping all the new changes that they're putting in place and reverting back to old habits. So if you eat too much protein, it actually can negatively impact the adherence of a diet. You don't have to worry much about the negative impact on physical health. Very rarely is anyone going to be able to eat too much protein for a very sustainable length of time. So for example, if I eat too much protein in one day, our bodies are very resilient to that. It's not going to cause any problem. But if I were to eat too much protein, you know, too many days in a row, it can start to become somewhat of an issue. So the last research article I read on that was they were having people supplementing at bed rest for 400 grams of protein a day. And it took 40 days for there to start to be really what they've deemed a significant kind of kidney function issue, in the sense that it took 400 grams a day for 40 days in somebody complete bed rest to start to have a problem of having too much protein. So I don't think we need to worry about that, because I don't think anybody here listening to this is on complete bed rest. So, but that's something that kind of might ease your mind on whether or not you're having too much protein. Okay. The big thing to just think of is what's the minimal amount? It kind of depends on the muscle damage activity I do in a day. That's kind of the major component. And usually 60 grams is good, like base minimum. Don't go ever below that kind of thing. And again, it's if you missed it one day, you're fine. It's just you don't want to miss it for a sustainable length of time. And there's really no need to go over a gram per pound. I've done diets where I did 2 grams per pound of body weight in protein. And it was true that if I controlled my caloric total, I didn't have enough carbs and fats to have really good energy. And my workouts actually suffered. My body retention actually suffered because I was really stressed. My body composition, I mean, because I was really stressed without having enough fuel in my diet. It was all like repair calories. I didn't have enough fuel calories. So therefore, my cortisol was really high, which causes water retention. So it's really important that we find these balances, because too little and too much can both have negative effects. Cool. So I thought this was really neat. If people like this, please let me know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like this type of format, we'll go through answering more of these questions, explain what the answers are. I think it's a really cool way to learn more about nutrition, kind of have like an educational course, if that makes sense, on nutrition. So send in any questions you would like answered, and I'll go through and answer them, and even like give the explanations and kind of longer length answers. And hopefully that'll be help. So thank you for listening to the podcast. And again, if you like this kind of stuff, just shoot me a message and let me know, so I can kind of continue doing the best stuff of what most people will find interesting. Now, we do offer right now free consultations via podcast. So if you'd like to sign up for a free consultation, we can record the call and or do a phone Skype and let everybody else listen into it. It helps a lot, because it helps just more people learn, just like we're doing in this podcast today. Great. Okay. So, also you can check out our other services, like this person's service of getting weekly check-ins, personalized nutrition plan, you know, nutrition education, all these components as well. Just shoot us an email at www.brutalirongym.com. You can go there to shoot us an email, and you can always check out our services at the website as well. So again, the website is www.brutalirongym.com. Cool. Okay, if you like the podcast, if you think it's helpful in any way whatsoever, please, please, please share the podcast. The more we share it, the more it can grow, the more people we can help. You can share it via email, social media, text message, conversation, however. Just as long as we share it, that's the best thing. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.